In my previous lesson, I read to you the story of Paul's conversion as he gives it in Acts chapter 26. I'd like to draw your attention to verses 14 and 15 of Acts chapter 26. This is after Paul has seen the great light shining brighter than the noonday sun, after they had been fallen to the earth. In verse 14, Paul says, "And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And then I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute." One of the great lessons that Paul learned that day was that Christ identifies himself with his people. On the face of it, it seems to be a contradiction between Paul breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord and the question of the Lord to Saul, "Why persecutest thou me?" Jesus was not among the hounded disciples, and Saul had never confronted Jesus personally with threatenings and slaughter. Then how startled he must have been to hear that voice through the blinding light say, "Why are you persecuting me?" In a forceful way, Jesus impressed upon Paul his identification with his people, and that the wounds inflicted upon the saints were wounds that Jesus himself endured. It was not the disciples and brethren alone whom Paul was persecuting, but also their Lord. For what they had done to them, Jesus counted done as unto himself. Had he not said in the days of his flesh, "Insomuch as you have did it unto one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." The true church is the body of Christ, and that any service rendered to or sufferings inflicted on it is reckoned as done unto Jesus himself. That was the first truth that gripped the soul of Saul and became one of the great themes of his writing. "The body of Christ is one," he says, "and has many members. So also is Christ. All the saints are one in and with the Lord Jesus Christ." Now I want to draw your attention to verse 15. After Jesus had asked Paul why was he persecuting him, Paul's reply was, "Who are you, Lord?" Which tells me that Paul immediately recognized the lordship of Jesus. I believe it was the Holy Spirit that moved on Paul to say those words, because we know that no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Spirit. Paul responded, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" The first question was who? The second question, what? In every true conversion, the one follows the other. Having accepted the despised Nazarene as his Savior and Master, he had to go into Damascus to await his marching orders. The title Lord was a natural response of respect because of all of what he had saw and heard. The fuller revelation of the Spirit, Paul came to understand and proclaim the lordship of Christ as no other apostle. From that moment on, when Christ was formed in him, he never faltered in his allegiance to his Lord. I've heard people say that Paul was not saved until after he was baptized, but these verses here prove to me that he was indeed a sheep of the Master. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow." I believe that Paul was a chosen vessel of God even from his birth. He was one that was wandering in the wilderness, searching for the truth. If Paul had not been one of God's children, he would have not recognized the voice of his Lord. Paul did indeed recognize the voice of his Lord. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.